Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Well, welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 NACUSO Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Look who's in the studio lounge. We have a winner in our presence. That would be Sarah Martin from Pulsate, and she brought the hardware to prove it.
Well, I'm not the winner, and I'm like, Pulsate's the winner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the team are Pulsate. Very excited to be acknowledged for the hard work we put in.
Yeah, as well you should.
Day in, day out for our credit union customers.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a great day.
Good for you. Congratulations. Well-deserved congratulations. And to be specific, it's the new CUSO of the year. So, because we had the CUSO of the year folks in here yesterday from Envisant. So, yeah. But so we're all in good company. All in good company here. How does it feel to win this award? I mean, little pat on the back there.
Ah, yeah, it does feel great.
I bet it does.
You know, we've been working with credit unions and financial institutions.
You can say that.
The four-letter word is.
You can say the four-letter word. We're all right with it. We understand you have a business to run.
Credit unions and banks exclusively since 2020,
mm-hmm.
As the consumer couldn't come to the branch anymore. And the financial institution needed to be able to serve their members regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the opportunity we grew into. And now, of course, they don't want to come back to their brand. So our place in the industry continues to grow.
Good.
And the work that we're doing with our credit union partners is, I guess, how we've been recognized here.
Mm-hmm.
We've built really strong relationships with our credit union customers,
mm-hmm.
and those relationships lead to the collaboration, and that really just inspires our roadmap, how our product works and evolves, creates value for our customers. So yeah, the collaboration piece is so hugely important to us, and the relationships that we've built in the industry have really meant that we can just keep kind of growing and going from strength to strength.
Mm-hmm. What's the why behind this award, do you think? Obviously, you guys have great technology, a strong team, they're running things, great leader. So what's in your opinion, what's the why?
Why did Pulsate win new?
Yeah, why do you think?
Here?
Why?
Well, I would definitely say that collaboration piece is super important. Thought leadership. But I guess what we do, and I don't know if it's an extension of the personalities of the people running the company or if it's by design or a mixture of both, but we really do partner with our credit union customers, and we strategically partner. So we don't just leave them with a product and say thank you very much,
okay,
see you in 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We invest in every single relationship from a credit union with less than 200 million in assets right up to the 20 billion dollar financial institutions, and it's really important to us that we are giving these financial institutions the tools they need to be able to be top of mind when their own customers have a financial need, and they're not Googling it or thinking of the big brand branches and banks, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
We really want to give them the ability to compete and win and with their own members, right?
Right.
Because consumers' behaviors have changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation that when the credit union is not top of mind, their members are Googling a financial need, which leads to so many complications, because of course then you have consumers with financial products from 6 or 7 different financial institutions, and I find it hard when I've just got one financial
institution. I agree, right? I'm the same
How
way.
Do you keep track of that? So that's further impacting the financial position of that consumer, right?
Mm-hmm. Isn't like the, I don't want to say the average consumer, but like I've heard the younger generations consumers, that they have, like you said, 5 or 6 or 7 accounts at different institutions or fintechs, or and I know. How do you juggle that? You know, it's like, yes. Good grief. Why would you not want to consolidate into one, maybe two, three at the very most?
And it's not so, that those younger consumers want it to be that way.
Yeah.
But because how they're just behavior is different. Mm-hmm. So being able to give the credit union the ability to be top of mind with their actual members so that they can be chosen for more and more products, it's obviously useful for the credit mm-hmm. union, but it's also really valuable to the member.
Completely.
So that's the kind of... these are the things that are influencing our strategy mm-hmm. and how we're developing our product and how we serve our customers.
Having said that, where does Pulsate come into this? Where do you guys come into that? That piece of the puzzle? Where do you guys kind of connect the dots for consumer and credit union in that disparate conversation?
So the member to credit union relationship was always built on branch-based banking. Mike would go to the branch and say, I'm thinking about getting a car. Can I get a car loan? And the human would say, yeah, sure. And would you like insurance with that?
Sure.
Oh, you don't have this credit card from us yet. You want to sign up for that now mm-hmm. while you're here as well?
Mm-hmm.
And you would leave with three or four new products you didn't have before. But today, only 10% of consumers want to go to the branch, which means 90% of all of those opportunities are at risk of being lost.
Exactly.
On the other side, you've got digital banking, which is super convenient. Do not take it off me. Fight you for it. Super convenient, but also just transactional, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about when you use your digital banking app, you're checking your balance and you're out of there.
Every day.
And that's the thing. You've got 80% of digitally banked consumers checking their balance or doing something in digital banking at least once per month.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, up to 40% checking it every single day. But the credit union has no way of turning that from a transactional touch point
mm-hmm.
to an engagement that can actually deepen the digital relationship.
Exactly, yeah.
In fact, most credit unions, when they're trying to engage their members with a new product or a new service, they're sending an email.
Or a piece of mail.
Or a postcard.
Postcard, yes.
And that's expensive and does it not
mm-hmm.
you know,
and
doesn't
does anybody look
work.
At it?
Well, we never know, right?
Right, you can't track it.
But the thing with email is, I don't check my emails. How many unread emails do you have? Probably 87,000 or something.
I have a few.
And mm-hmm. that's the challenge, right? Whereas within digital banking, that's the relationship. If you can engage with them there,
mm-hmm.
they're there, they're engaged with banking, they're thinking about banking. And that's why Pulsate is so successful. It helps supporting our credit unions to actually grow and impact business results because mm-hmm. we're actually turning those micro engagements,
mm-hmm.
just the balance check, into something that just helps to deepen the relationship.
Yep.
Like your e-statement is available or your sign up for car controls. Did you know if you moved your direct deposit here, you would be eligible for X, Y, or Z?
Mm-hmm,
and it's just
mm-hmm.
that engagement and being of service and using communication, which is what we are effectively, it's a
yep.
communication tool,
yep.
to saying the right thing to the right person and the right time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the relationship has been deepened.
Mm-hmm.
But also not saying things to people that it's not relevant to them. It's as important to not communicate, right?
Right.
So yeah, that's where we live, that's what we do, and we have customers doing really well with it, growing deposits, growing loans, direct deposits.
Mm-hmm.
It's across the board having a positive impact on those really important business goals.
What I see you guys doing is, you know, not only are you a communications basic at its core is
yeah.
what you guys do is communicate, but you also are keeping that particular credit union top of mind
yes.
by these messages, right? So,
yes.
and that's kind of a big key here because we're all so distracted by so many things during the day and night or whatever that, gosh, you know, every now and then I get a cool little message from my credit union going, hey, you know, I
yeah.
don't know, something timely, something
useful.
Relevant.
Like your credit score has changed.
Yeah.
Check here to,
yeah.
check to learn more about that. Like that's such a simple message based
mm-hmm.
on data that the credit union already has on their member. They don't need new things. And Pulsate's just taking that type of data and turning it into valuable communication
yeah.
that's giving something to the credit union member.
Mm-hmm.
And that give is really the foundation of a relationship,
yep.
right?
Being yep.
giving more than you take, instead of sending email after email about a new deposit product and a new deposit product
yeah.
and then launching a new deposit product for a higher rate because
yeah.
maybe somebody would find that more interesting. But really the problem is emails are not being opened.
You're right.
So, yeah, we live there. And actually, it's funny you say top of mind because what drives us in terms of our product roadmap and our ethos is like top of mind. In order to be top of wallet, you have to be top of mind. So every turning those micro engagements mm-hmm. into something that can offer value to mm-hmm. the member, mm-hmm. that's deepening the relationship.
Exactly.
And then when they have a financial need, they're going to be infinitely more likely to think of you in that moment, and that's what we mean by top of mind.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, like my credit union, I use my watch to pay for everything. My credit union's debit card is on my watch, so and that reminds me, just another tool, like remind
yeah.
me of who I'm banking with, and I go, oh yeah, and I'm kind of like, yeah, use my San Diego County Credit Union debit card for that purchase of water or something like that. So yeah,
that's
another thing that kind of keeps top of mind.
It's so true. Actually, we were on the panel yesterday with TrueStage. That's one of the topics that came up. The topic was in order to be top of wallet, you need to be top of mind. But card usage. Like if you think about it, your primary financial institution, that is in your digital wallet, and you're using it without even thinking.
Yep.
You know, with your watch or your phone.
Yep.
Or the card tap.
Yep.
If you are not actually in the digital wallet, you're not the PFO.
Exactly.
And this is one of the great use cases we're seeing huge success with, just communicating. Add your card to watch, mm-hmm, your digital
mm-hmm,
wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. You don't even have to encourage it. You don't have to reward it. Just the information. That little piece of information is just helping to have cut the card top of wallet.
Yep.
And once you are there, that's loyalty.
Chances are it's going to stay there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then if they're using your card, then it's like, of course they're going to think of you, more likely think of you when they have a lending need or mm-hmm. a deposits need. So yeah, I think the card loyalty piece is actually an underspoke. We don't talk about it as much as we should, but
yeah.
like, we have a bank out in Texas right now. They're seeing like 10% lift in cards added to the digital wallet.
Wow.
By using Pulse8. And again, just,
good news.
Just saying it. Just
yeah.
telling them how to do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy. Just tell
Here's
them
how to
do
it.
They're really seeing an impact.
Love it.
It's a more of a card-based financial institution. So
mm-hmm.
that's super valuable.
I know. And it can be as subtle a message as that.
Yeah.
You know? And that it doesn't have to be like some huge...
Bribe.
Ask or a bribe.
It doesn't have to be a bribe always. It can be just say.
Here's how to do something.
Thought about it before.
Here's
exactly.
how to do something. Yeah, indeed. I want to switch back to the award here for a second, because obviously you guys are based in Ireland. So
well, we have 8 people now in the States.
I know that.
And hiring. So any great people out there looking to move to a fast-growing, innovative fintech, please look me up on LinkedIn. I would love to hear from you.
There you go. There you have it. She's hiring.
We're hiring in the States. Customer success, sales, partnership, partnership success, those types of roles, a variety of them
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to find good people.
I hear you.
So
I hear you.
I'd love to hear.
Okay. Well, we'll put a link in the show notes so people can get right to you and go, hey, Sarah, I'm looking for a job in the financial technology sector. Can you help me out? So we'll put that in there and hopefully get some quality folks in there. But what I was getting at with you guys being based in Ireland, I mean, essentially an international company winning kind of I want to say a domestic award, because I think
domestic.
This
is a US award. Yeah.
So I mean, what does that mean to you? I mean, because that's a little bit, what you guys have to do sometimes is a little, you have to go a bit beyond
yeah.
than what we have to do here in the States, because obviously you travel a lot across the pond, so to speak, to here
yeah.
and bounce around our country and then go back home occasionally. so the effort that you guys put out there is pretty astounding.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's worth it. You know,
we're true believers
in this movement.
Yeah.
We're true believers that the consumer deserves the credit union movement mm-hmm. to make their financial lives better. So I'm certainly happy to do it, and I know my team are, and that's a criteria for joining us, by the way. You gotta want it.
Contribute.
But yeah, I guess, I suppose as well, a little bit of just being happy to win the award is, gosh, as a foreigner, being I feel like a little bit more accepted into the industry.
Of course you are. Of course you are. You're not a foreigner.
That's quite nice to know that we're, you know, despite being from across the pond, we are being recognized mm-hmm. for making a difference here. And mm-hmm. yeah,
good.
It's nice. It's a nice, right. nice feeling.
Good. Well, it should be. And we're happy to have you guys. And yeah, the work you guys are doing in this industry obviously speaks for itself. So
yeah.
Keep up the good work. I know,
but
you guys will.
It's a really heavy award.
It is heavy, yes. The table is about to tip over any second now. And good luck getting that through TSA. But anyway, yeah. Anything else to add before I let you go? Because I know you're talking to a million people here. So I don't want to keep you from that as well.
Oh, I'll see you at the next road show.
You got it. On the road. All righty. Sarah Martin, everybody, from Pulsate. Big time award winners now. Watch out. Watch
Bye,
out.
Mike.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, and Visit, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.